Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he has survived an assassination attempt and blamed what he called right-wing factions. Mr. Maduro spoke about the attacks.
I was just saying, let's not let our guard down. And at that very moment, exploding directly in front of me, a flying device, a big explosion. My reaction was of observation of serenity because I have full confidence in the people and the armed forces, of their loyalty. And God protects me.
Venezuela is suffering under the fifth year of a severe economic crisis, which has created tensions and many public protests. A Taliban suicide bomber killed three NATO soldiers on a foot patrol in eastern Afghanistan on Sunday. The attack also wounded a U.S. soldier and two Afghan troops. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The Czech military has confirmed that the three victims of the attack were all Czech service members. The Taliban claimed the attack, which took place near Bagram military base in the province of Parwan. U.S. Army General John Nicholson, the commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, said his thoughts and prayers are with the family of the fallen and wounded soldiers in the attack. NATO formally concluded its combat mission in Afghanistan in 2014, but some 16,000 U.S. and other NATO soldiers are providing support and training to Afghan troops and carrying out counter-terrorism missions. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Donald Trump has declared that a major disaster exists in California and has ordered federal funding to be made available to help fight wildfires that are ravaging communities up and down the state. Fire experts say there are now 17 major fires burning throughout California. Thousands of people have evacuated their homes and eight people have died in the blazes. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A strong earthquake has rocked Indonesia's Lombok Island, killing at least three people, a week after another quake killed 17 people in the area. The U.S. Geological Survey said a 7.0 magnitude quake struck the island Sunday. An initial tsunami warning issued by Indonesian authorities was lifted. A vehicle carrying the U.S. ambassador to Bangladesh was attacked in the capital, Dhaka. A statement issued by the U.S. Embassy said the official vehicle transporting the ambassador was attacked by a group of armed adult men. There were no injuries, however, two security vehicles sustained some damage. The U.S. Embassy in Dhaka expressed its appreciation to police for their quick and professional response following the incident. Students clashed with police in Bangladesh during another day of protests. They're calling for better enforcement of traffic safety laws and more protection for pedestrians near schools. The country's prime minister urged students to go home as police fired tear gas during an eighth day of unprecedented protests. The demonstration started in Dhaka after two college students were killed by an unregulated commuter bus racing to pick up passengers. Australia announced a $140 million aid package for drought-affected farmers. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced the funding from a farm in the state of New South Wales.
Now, we are the land of droughts and flooding rains. We recognise that. It is a very volatile and often capricious climate. And farmers, Australian farmers, are resilient. They plan for drought. They're good managers, but it can become really overwhelming. This is the worst drought in New South Wales since the 1965 drought.
At least 99% of New South Wales, Australia's most populous state, is contending with drought. Swiss police say all 20 people aboard an old-time propeller plane were killed when the aircraft crashed into a mountainside in southeast Switzerland. Officials said 11 men and 9 women were killed, most from Switzerland, but also a couple and their son from Austria. The plane was operated by a Swiss company that offers tours with vintage former Swiss military aircraft. Eight places in Portugal broke local temperature records as a wave of heat from North Africa swept across the Iberian Peninsula. Temperatures peaked at 47 degrees Celsius across much of the peninsula. The World Meteorological Organization says continental Europe's record temperature for this time of the year is 48 degrees Celsius, which was set in 1977 in Greece. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.